Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now we've been discussing the CAO results. The first day of the school term is imminent as well. And as well as school books or iPads and uniforms, the school bus pass needs to be sorted. For communities all around the country, the issue of access to school buses appears to be at a crisis. In Tipperary, numerous parents are learning that they're either not able to get a bus place or they're being denied a place that they previously thought they had. In a moment, we're going to hear from the independent TD for Tipperary, Matty McGrath, but I'm joined first by two parents who find themselves unable to get their children onto their local school bus. Carmel O'Dwyer is a parent from Grange Mochler and Claire Brophy is from New Inn. Carmel, what's your story? Your eldest child is about to start secondary school. What choices did you make?
Hi Mary, how are you? Michael is yes, he's going to secondary school, but the subject choices that he had looked for, only a few of the schools could facilitate, and there's only kind of a 5-10 minute variance between the local schools to where he could go to. So Killinall was his first choice because they could facilitate his choices. And basically what happened, we applied in April, and the end of April, start of May, for a ticket with Bus Éireann, and there's already a service there in place, but they only have a minibus. So we were explained that it's on concessionary basis.
So hold on a sec now. There is a bus to Killinall.
There is
passing
a bus.
Passing your door.
There is a bus just shortly down from my door. Yeah, okay. There is a bus, and but it's a minibus.
And is Killinall a popular? It's a co-ed school. Is it a popular school with boys and girls around the Grange Mochler area?
It would be very popular. Yeah. A lot of the kids in the local area go to Killinall, and even from a fifth and sixth class point of view, the principal would attend Grange Mochler to discuss the school with them and bring them up and invite them for an open night to show them the facilities.
Okay.
So it would be kind of one of these schools that obviously...
It's one of the ones in the decision-making when it comes to deciding where they go. You thought you'd get on that bus that's passing just down your road?
I did, honestly, yeah. They took payment at the start of July, so at that point I took it that it was done. I went and paid the payments to the school, bought uniforms, did everything that you normally would do, and then found out literally weeks before the school reopened that there was no seat for him.
There's no seat on the bus. Stay there a sec and we ask Claire. Claire, you're in New Inn. You're in the New Inn area. You have three children in the local primary school in New Inn. But you're in the middle ground for secondary school between two schools.
Yeah, it's a primary school that I have initially. My three children attend New Inn Primary School, going into senior infants, third class and fifth class. And I have received tickets for the last 4 years when I first applied for the bus in 2015. So this came as a big shock last week on the 7th of August that my tickets weren't reissued.
So they can't get on the bus anymore?
No. No, they can't. My children are attending their local parish school, and there are two buses going to the parish school. But the department is saying that my nearest school, by 0.2 kilometres, is in the local town of Cahir, but there is no bus to this school. So I'm not quite meeting the criteria for an eligible ticket because of the 0.2 kilometre distance.
But there's no bus to the school that you're eligible for?
No. The parish school they're attending is 5.6 kilometres from my house, and the other school is 5.4 kilometres. There is no bus to this school that's 5.4 kilometres.
And they've been on the bus up until now?
They've been on the bus for the last 4 years.
Makes no sense.
And I have built my family routine. I'm a working mum of three kids. They get on the bus at 8:40 in the morning. I go to work and I'm home by the time they get off the bus in the evening. We've built our whole family routine around this, and with less than 3 weeks' notice, my whole routine is up in the air.
And do they give you a reason? Is the reason for the bus that Cahir is the school that you're closer to? Or is the reason that the bus is full?
The reason is that I'm not eligible because it's not my nearest school.
Okay.
And yes, there are two buses. There's a 53-seater bus and a 16-seater bus. And both of those buses are full. Both of those buses which pass my pick-up point are both full.
All right, let me go back to Carmel. What are you going to do, Carmel?
I'll be honest with you, I'm at a loss. We contacted the Clonmel Mayor, Councillor Gareth Ahern, for support. He's been fantastic, brilliant. All the parents have been rallying around, trying to figure out a means or a way. We've contacted Bus Éireann. I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. And is your son the only one caught in this situation in Grange Mokler?
Absolutely not. There's five other. And like Claire's situation, there's another parent that had children on the bus last year and now has no tickets this year.
And how far is the journey? If you had to drive from Grange Mokler to Killinall,
you'd be looking at about 27 minutes.
And you'd have to do that twice a day, and you have other children as well.
I have three other children. They're attending Grange Mokler and I also work, so I'm highly reliant on service.
And you don't know what you're going to do. Claire, you don't know what you're going to do. You haven't had any further word from Bus Éireann.
No, I haven't. Mary Newman Julian has been working on this since the minute she heard that the very day that I got the email. She was on to me that night and she has talked me through the appeal process because I didn't know what was involved in it because I'd never been through this before. I didn't expect to go through it this year. Mary has been working and fighting this issue with a number of families over the past year. I mean, it's my issue this year, but it is an ongoing issue for parents.
I know. Matty McGrath is with us as well. Matty McGrath, can you make sense of this, that you were on a bus, as Claire's children were, they're dropped off the bus, there's no bus to the other school that the department is pointing to, and in Carmel's case, can't get on the bus?
Listen, Mary, it's back to Gobor days, for that concerned. Each year we have the same problem emerging with parents and children being able to, you know, to fight for seat places. I sympathise with both your parents there, and I'm working with many, many parents throughout Tipperary. But as I said, this is an annual issue, and the real issue here is deeper. Department of Finance and Public Expenditure. Minister Halligan, phoned me this afternoon from his holidays. He's done his best for his
job. Did he? Because we were looking for him on the programme. This is John Halligan, the Minister for Skills, who has responsibility for the buses.
Yes,
he wasn't available to us. What did he tell you?
He told me that they were working might and main to try and resolve these issues. But it's a deeper problem. $1.5 million would start this problem for all the children, the parents you spoke to there, and indeed many other parents, 15 in my own village, who have had buses every year to Clare. Historically, when we lost our VEC secondary school back 40 years ago, we got this concession to go to Clonmel or Clare. And look, deeper don't want to know anything about concessionary tickets. They shouldn't be called this, obviously, but that's just the name that they're called. It's because of geography. The deeper and the department officials do not understand the anguish and the trauma that parents are going through. As you know, Mary, parishes are very important, you know, in rural Ireland, and they distinguish in many, many areas across the wide demographic area. So people have seats on buses, have been attending buses. And worse than that, for new entrants to secondary school, those secondary schools came and visited the national schools, made their pitch to get students, invited them in to, you know, open
evenings.
Yeah,
Carmel, I think, was saying that to us.
Yes, and then they liked the school and, they decided to go to that. And they paid their money. And as I said, in good faith, if you buy something in good faith and pay in full, you know, in April or in July.
If you live in a city, you can probably get a bus if you choose from one side of the city to another.
This is more of what I'm saying. This present government, and Ms. Julian was mentioned there, Fine Gael candidate, and indeed Gareth Ahern, Fine Gael candidate, they're making noises saying that John Halligan's called, Minister Halligan. For all his failings, it's not. He's doing his best to handle this. He needs 3 million, but 1.4 million this year, but deeper are absolutely...
But he is the one who surely can pick up the phone to Pascal Donoghue.
He has the officials, and some of the officials are quite very stringent to him and saying, look, you overspent last year. There's a wide variety here of expenses out of this education transport budget, and many are special needs children who need transport and are getting it. So it's expanding all the time.
So you're defending John Halligan, but for people like Carmel and for people like Clare, they have only this week really left to get this sorted
this
out.
I've worked with this with John Halligan the last 3 years, indeed, and brought deputation to meet him. And in fairness, most years we have worked things out. Hopefully we'll work it out.
Wouldn't you think, though, if this is a recurring problem, that it could have been worked out before now? They know this was going to happen.
They know the demographic. They know the number of children being born. It's just not joined up thinking between government departments.
Where are we going to get a bus? I mean, you know, say to get a bus for Carmel O'Dwyer. to get her son from Grange Mochler to Killinall.
And I know the geography there is very, very difficult, but as I said, the private contractors are available and willing and ready and able to do this, but just this logistics. Why should they take money off families when they happen to place it off from? It's some bolt in the blue. Many families may be on holidays and come back and get this email when they come back or get this letter on the post with no ticket, you know, this last 2 weeks before school.
But I know.
It's basically Fine Gael don't care about rural Ireland. It's not an issue in Dublin, and I'm calling on the two Fine Gael election candidates to put pony up the money, get the funding of a depot, and have all these problems sorted out.
And
don't
I know
playing games with people's lives.
Tipperary is your concern, but we've had emails today from other parts of the country as well where parents are facing similar problems. We're going to leave it there.
But it begs belief, Mary, that every year this comes up that they can't get the right together, have joined up thinking within the Department of Education and Transport and have this sorted out. People in rural Ireland and these families you've spoken to are entitled to public transport. It's not that they're getting it for nothing, they're paying for it and they're entitled to it and they must have it, and it's just entitled as people in the cities are.
Okay, Matty McGrath, TD for Tipperary, thank you very much. Carmel O'Dwyer from Grange Mochler and Claire Brophy from New Inn, thank you both as well. We'll